starting on the Mishnah on the three lines on the top of the Amud. The first line is in brackets. And normally we don't read the brackets. The Masora Shasa Vehia says Ayain Mashkul Ve'el Girsan Arif Arosh. So we start the Mishnah from Ha'over Ivna Taiva Vata. That person's davening as a shaliach tzibur in front of from the shtender, from the bimah, and he makes a mistake. Yavor acher tachtav, somebody else changes him. Now it's interesting. The Mishnah says something a little bit backwards, because it says now, velo yehe sarvan bo tashayin, he shouldn't be a sarvan, he shouldn't refuse. The person who's exchanging him, right? The shliach tzibur's dad makes a mistake, the gabba goes to the guy, says, will you please take his place? The guy shouldn't start saying, no. But what interesting thing here is the Mishnah hasn't yet taught us that normally you should say no. Right? It's sort of assumed that you know what's coming on later on. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Normally, a person who's going to become a Shaliach Tzibur, if a chazan, the Gabba says to him, go daven, tzarich l'sarev pamachat. Hear that, Robert? You've got to disrefuse once. Right? Klomar, eini kedai lechach. Not I've got a sore throat, right? right, or I haven't slept, whatever. But I'm not driving to be a shliach tzibur. I mean, like, come and beshmad. We'll see that later on. Aval zeh, this particular guy.
Somebody and they say no. He says, tell the
right way. Right, aval zeh lo yisareh. But this case, in this case, now when the guy makes it, he shouldn't refuse. Why? Bibnei shegenaihu. Now it's disgusting behavior. Sheteh tefilah muvseket kokach. But shliach, the whole tzibur is waiting for someone to take their place, and you're busy trying to be a tzaddik, and the tzibur's cheshbon. Okay, so now, when he goes down to change it, so you've got a change of God, a new shaliach tzibur, where does he take off from? So the Mishnah says, mitchilat habracha sheta, from the beginning of the brocha that the mistake was made in. Look at Rashi there. Im dileg echad min habrachot, let's say he's mitzatachonen adam da'at, and he skipped off and he said, v'tein talam berbrech aleinu. Right? V'enu yodea lashuv v'lechoz sidro. And I'm not sure where he was or what the story was. Yatchil ha'over tachtav ota bracha she'tileg zeh. V'omer misham l'halan. So basically, just go to the bracha that you made the mistake in. You don't get too clever. You don't start looking for things. He skipped over shema kolein, and you started shema kolein. Zeh ha'over, now the bracha she'ta'a zeh. Right? So that's the bracha where he made the mistake. Ha'over v'na teva. Now this is an interesting one. Ha'over v'na teva, shaliach tzibur. Lo yane amen achar hakoanim. Look at Rashi. Yeah? You don't say amen. As it happens, I personally do say amen. There's a big difference. Even shliach tzibur, so you shouldn't say amen to the brocha of the kohanim because that's a hefsek in your tefillah. But to the yevrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, you probably can say amen. There's a magen Avraham is cholek on the idea. You'll see in their times, remember that they never had sidurim. They never had sidurim. So the whole idea was, we'll see now here, is that you're concerned that basically you lose your place. But we held a siddur. We learn from a siddur. So there's no real problem of losing your place. So this whole thing changed a little bit. I haven't seen anywhere in halacha, though, what I do. But we do say, we just say amen. Yeah, I remember from the Kush days. You do say amen. The shaliach tzibur says amen. The shaliach. Oh, you talk about the kohen.
No, I'm talking about,
Right. So now, lo yani amen achar kolim, ashatz, besof kol bracha bracha tashi, he doesn't say amen. Why not? Look at the Mishnah, v'pnei hatiruf. What's that tiruf, Rashi says? Yeah, shelo titrafta atovi yit'e. He shouldn't be confused now, make a mistake. If he's shatzu tzarich latchir bracha shtia, it's not the second bracha. If he's saying amen now, you know what's going on? V'lo marif ne'a koin, kol tevav tzai, each word from front of the coin. Kramina v'masichet sota. Uba, Anuto amen, right? If he's answering now amen, lo yuchal lechaven maher ulatchil bebrachash lacharav. He won't be able to quickly start. The coin says amen. He's not going to say yerech Hashem yishbrech Hashem b'sashem paravelecha v'chonecha. He's got to find their place. But if you're following in the siddur with your finger, there's no problem whatsoever. So the whole reason it seems in the Mishnah that you can't say amen because you're going to make a mistake. If you're not going to make a mistake, then obviously you say amen. That's what I think. All right.
This is the Tanaim
we're speaking about. Yes, this is during by Rishon or by even by Cheney, and they daven. They're shuls. We went to shul yesterday in the old city, by the way. That was there from the time of the Beit Hamikdash. There were shuls in the Beit Hamikdash. That's what we learned the other day. We discussed our question of korbanot. We said it's pashut that you can't say the korbanot, the tefillot are because of the korbanot because they were tefillot during the korbanot. They daven during the korbanot. That's why we said that it was avot, And there was asmachta, they smichu it there to the parallels, to the times. They basically fitted in the times of davening, like the regulation of davening to the korbanot. But there was davening before the korbanot, even during korbanot. Okay. Now you're the only kohen. Okay, we've all seen David Blackman jump around on the Amud, right? If you're the only kohen, look at Rashi there. Im ein sham kohen elahu, the chazan, says Rashi, a chazan. Lo yisar kapav, he shouldn't duchen. Right? Lo yisar kapav. Why? Shem lo yuchal lachzor litfilato ladat lechaven lechavan lachil besim shalom. If he says he has, you know, he'll pick up on Sim Shalom. He's going to get lost. Da'ato miturefet me matatzibu. He's nervous. Right? But now look at the end of the Mishnah. Ve'im. Okay, now the Mishnah says over here. Ve'im haftachato. Shehu noset kapav. Ve'chozilat v'latot shav. If he's certain. Look at Rashi. Klomar. Im batuachu. He's certain. She'ein da'ato miturefet. Me'ein matatzibu. He's not particularly nervous or stressed. But the tzibu, he'll be able to find his place. Then he can duchen. So we discussed it the other day, I think, right? In the shul there, the Shliach Tzibur used to wander off the Amud, go to the thing, bench, do the come all the way back. That's why I think that today, if everything Steinsaus says it, isn't there something in the Steinsaus there? I think I saw at the bottom in the notes, it even mentions it there. Does he quote the Magen Abraham? Where did I see it? Is it he says it? The Magen Abraham? That's with regard to the Shliach Tzibur. But where does he mention what I said about that you yourself can... If you're the Shliach Tzibur, you aren't a Kohen. Can you answer Amen? Anybody see anything like that?
It says yes.
What does it say?
Prayerly is praying from a prayer book, and they respond Amen.
And there we are. Shkoch. Who's he quote?
Yeah.
Ibid.
Who's Ibid?
Mishnah Berurah.
Mishnah Berurah. Brilliant. Okay. So that's it. All right. Then you can answer Amen. And you should answer Amen if you're the Shliach Tzibur. You should answer Amen. All right. Tarabanan. How are you now? Here we come to... Okay. Sarek l'sarek. The person who's coming to Davin, Tavish l'sarek, Rashi says, Yakshomi rolech, Yaseh atzmo kilo rotze, kilo rotze, klomar, eni kedai. Right? He should say again. V'imenu l'sarek, this is the same bright as the Mishnah. If he doesn't refuse at least once, domeh l'shtavshul sh'ein bo melech. Look at this, the mishalim, yeah, the, what do you call it? The
parables.
The parables in the Gemara. If you don't refuse at least once, you're like a pot roast that's got no salt. Right? You're tasteless. If you refuse too many times, the salt has ruined you. So on the one hand, you have a bit of salt, you have a bit of humility, but if the humility is too much, it's going to ruin you. Right? Katsaduwa says, so what does he do? The first time he says, no. Shnia mahavhev. Mahavhev, look at Rashi, what does he mean mahavhev? Mahavhev is like when your what do you call them? Your indicators. You're like a flashing. Look at Rashi, what does he mean mahavhev? Klomar mazmin atzmo kamo ninar la'amod. It was like start preparing to walk, but still not running there in such a hurry. Shlishit poshet et raglav v'yored. Go and go down. Ketav l'shlosha rub. Now the brings a nice bright over here. It's Gemara in Gittim. We've all seen this Gemara. It says here that there are three things that ruban kasher. Too much of it is not good. Umiutan yafe. But a bit of it is good. It was find the right balance. What are they? Ve'eluhain. Seor. Right? Seor over here is yeast, or what do you call it? Like, but it means, yeah, more, I think, a bit of gaiva, I think. I'm just, right? Umelach and salt. Probably also meant v'sarvanut. Right? And refusal. So, yeah, in our case, you've got all of it, probably, at the end of the day, right? If you've got all of it, you've got the seor, the melach, and the sarvanut. If you're too much of seor, then you, or too much of melach, and Sarvan. Okay, Amrav Hunata, Bishlosh Shonot. Now we get back to the Mishnah. We discuss the Mishnah if you make mistakes. Question is, where do you make mistakes? Now, Ta'ah Bishlosh Shonot, if you made mistakes in the first three brochas, right, Chozilo, you go to the beginning, back to the beginning of the Shmona Asher. Be'em Tzayot, if you make it in the middle 12 or 13 brochas, so then Chozel Ata Chonen. Remember, that's the first brocha. Ba'achronot, if you make a brocha in the last, Chozel Avori, you start with Ritzay. Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi says a little bit differently. He says, no, emtzayot ein lahen seder. If you make a mistake in the middle, you don't go back. You just carry on from then. You add in the brocha that you left out because the middle has got no seder. There's no particular order. There's no specific way to say. Look at Rashi Avia. Ein lahen seder. V'im dileg bracha achat. If you skipped up one brocha, v'chakach niskar, you remembered it. Omra, you say it. Af shlobim kom, if it's not in the right place of the seder, full stop. I'm going to say brighter. Mativ Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet also kashia. Me'echad u'chozer. The bride said, where do you go back to if you made a mistake? Mitlat ha'bracha. She'ta'aze. back to the bracha that, that this guy made a mistake on. Right, look, Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said at the beginning there, we had a Amar Rav Huna, Ta'ah b'shlosh rishonot chozeh l'rosh, b'emtzut chozeh l'tachonen, b'achronot chozeh l'avoda. Here the brayta says, to the bracha that you made a mistake on. So that you don't go back to the beginning. You carry the bracha that you're at. Look at Rashi. Mitrat ha-bracha she-ta'azeh, u-mimele, quotes our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said, ha-over na-tev v-ta'ah, yavor ha-chat-tachtav, lo yasarvan, and then mi-hecha nu-matchil, mitrat ha-bracha she-ta'azeh, quotes our Mishnah. Just like the Shliach Tzibur goes to the bracha where he starts, why should you be any different? Look at Rashi, u-mimele, mishtameya, de-gomer, mimele, v-hala, he carries on. Alma al-sidra, tzarich lachzor v-lomra. Just carries on, you don't go all the way back to the beginning. The Gemara says, Tiyuvta de Rav Huna. This is a good kashya Rav Huna. He says, you've got to go back to the beginning. So Malach Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, no. Emtzayot kulu chade birchataninu. He says, the middle brochas is one big brocha. And that's what only applies to the middle brochas when he said over there. And that part, it said, the brocha where you started at, it means that within the three brochas, look at Rashi, Chare birchet teninu, udeketani madniti mitchilat habracha sh'ta'azeh, haynu ata chonen. So what does it mean, the brocha, that you made a mistake? And if it's in the middle brochas, middle 12 or 13 brochas, and you made a mistake in the other, you go back to the brocha where you store, where you made your mistake. And what's the brocha where you made your mistake? All those 12 or 30 is one big brocha. So the beginning of that brocha is ata chonen. So you end up asking the same thing. Now the only thing I can say about this answer, it's a bit of a chokhmologic type answer, but it helps us understand the concept of the tefillah of Havineinu. Because if you see the 12 or 13 brochas in the middle as one big brocha, then you can understand how if you time and if you write late, you can say Havineinu, which is one big brocha. Because really, all the 13 brochas are one big brocha. So if you've got time, you say them all on their own with a separate brocha before and brocha afterwards. If you haven't got time, you just make it one big brocha. Shema tefillah at the end. It helps you understand that. That's just an idea that I had. All right. So now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Lolam Al Yishla Adam Torchav. Now while we're discussing the brochas, the Gemara sidetracks a bit. Lolam Al Yishla Adam Torchav, Lo B'Shlosh Yishlo, Lo B'Shlosh Yishlo. You shouldn't ask any vakashot. Do you have any requests in the first three and the last three of the brochas? Ela B'Em Tzor, only the middle ones. Amar Rav Chanina, why? Rishonot, Domel Eved, Shemaz Le Shevach Lim Rabo. The first three are like a servant who's busy preparing praise in front of his Rav. The middle ones are the servant who's now supplicated, and now he's asking for his needs. He's really received what he wanted. He's very grateful, and he is running along. Okay, so now the mission says like a veniftar veholechlo. What does veniftar veholechlo? Notel reshut, and then he leaves him. So he gets permission to go, and then he goes. Right now, Gorim is a bright here. Now, we're not discussing about making mistakes. Remember the other day we spoke in the Gemara that you shouldn't daven for too long, right? So now, the Gemara says on that, so this guy was down in front of Rabbi Eliezer, and he was taking a long time. Good question. Shmona, maybe it's a Chazar Hashat. You know what? I don't even know.
The Meiri.
What does the Meiri say?
He's not taking too long. He's adding things.
He's adding things? Mm-hmm. That seems to be. Who am I to argue the Meiri?
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to. Put it this way, with my limited understanding, it doesn't fit in with the Pshat. But I definitely won't argue the Meiri. But let's ignore the Meiri for a second. Just look at the words. He says, and he was doubting too long. It seemed like it was the Shmona Esrei. Why? Because the Talmidim. He says, "Vayamarichot Tamidai." Amale Tamidav, Rabbeinu Kama or Kanuze. Right? How long is this guy taking to daven? Amalem say. He said to them. So Rabbi Eliezer says to the Talmidim, "Chlumarich yoter mi Moshe Rabbeinu." He isn't taking so long as Moshe Rabbeinu. Tichtiv bei, because Moshe Rabbeinu, how long did he daven for? It arba'ima yovah imalayla. Right? And he took 40 days before he asked them. This guy's short. Now, the reason why my difficulty with the Meiri is we learned before already that if a guy is adding things, you shut him up. Right? And when we saw yesterday, Ela Gadola Gibor Van Rav, Alver Vaches, Chasiv, he said that if we wouldn't have had even the schut to say Ela Gadola Gibor if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't said that and the Anshek had included in the Torah. So how do you come to add things on? But maybe. All right. Now you see, now comes difficulty with that answer there, Rabbi. Because look, so what is he talking about now, the Miri? That he cut out things on the Shmona Esrei? I don't know.
Maybe it was just silent, that the was silent on Midu, and it was taking too long. They're all waiting for him, and he was adding his own prayers.
David's melamed zchut on the Miri. I accept it. Okay. Amale Tamid up. So Tamid said now to Rabbi Eliezer, kama katsranu ze. Look how quickly it happened. So Amale klum mekatsir do mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Here, this is nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu davened much shorter than this. Dichtiv, we got a tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu with regard to this Miri when she was sick, right? El na refana la. That was it. That was the tefillah. Five words. How much is that? Four words. El na refana la. Five words. Right? So now look, I'm Rabbi Yaakov on that. I'm Rabbi Chizkiya. Rabbi Chizkiya. Kol mevakesh rachmim chaveiro. If you want to daven and you want to mevakesh, this is unbelievable gemara. I'll be honest with you, because I always wonder about this. When I go to the court and you want to daven for somebody, and then you battle to remember their names. You know, so I've got quite a lot of people's names that I save in my alpha, but then suddenly you haven't got names. You start panicking. Look at this gemara. It's amazing. He says, "Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chizkiya. Kol mevakesh rachmim chaveiro. If you daven for your friends, ain tzarich laskir shmo. You don't have to mention his name." Amazing that. Look at Rashi there. Antrich laskir shmo, shel chole, the person who's sick. Sheneemar, el na refa na la. He just mentioned el na refa la. Velo kemadkar shema de Miriam. He never mentioned Miriam's name. And yet it was passionate that he was doubting for Miriam. So Hashem knows you're doubting. Maybe you're going to have kavona. But once you know who you're doubting for, you have to mention their name. So I think that's quite amazing. Tarabadan. Okay, when you bend. These are the brachas. See, we're getting out into the perek, right? You see, we've noticed this, all the gemaras. When you get to the end of a perek, the gemara starts pumping in the brachas. Like, we're missing out on this. We've got to quickly get to the end. And all these halachas which we left out, we have got to quickly get in here, right? So, elu brachas adam shoche bahin. What? Which brachas that you bend, that you bow for? Ba'avot tchila uvasof. So, when it comes to the Magen Avot, you daven Ruach Hashem at the very beginning and at the end. Behoda'a, tchila uvasof. Look at Rashi, bemodim ulecha na'e lehodot. Now it's a little bit different, right? Because it's interesting that in the Gemara over here, in this Braita, it seems to make no distinction over here between the brocha, the bowing of Avot and Modim. Although we know that for the bowing of Avot, you bend your knees and your body at the beginning and at the end. For Modim, you only bend your head. You don't bend your knees for Modim, and then you bend your knees for Tov Shimcha Lechani Lodot. Here in this Gemara, it doesn't seem to make a distinction. It says that for both of them, Ba'avot Tchila Basof, Ba'hoda'a Tchila Basof. Right? So you could really imagine from this Braita that it's the same. Either that, whatever you do, it's exactly the same. Ve'im Ba'la Shuach Basof Kol Bracha U'Bracha. And if you want to come in now and bow at the beginning of each and every brocha, and right, at the end of each brocha, ubitchako brocha, at the beginning of each brocha, melamdinoto shelo yishche. You see, people don't know this. Some people don't know. The new guy's new to davening, and he sees people bowing, and he thinks every brocha is going to bow. You're going to teach him not to. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi bar Kapara. So, all of this was saying, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi bar Kapara. Hedyot, he says a little bit different to the Tanakama. Tanakama says the first brocha and avoda and hoda. He says no. He says hedyot kumo shamar. What's a hedyot? Hedyot is the ordinary guy, right? Not an idiot. But I have actually found out, I heard of Shir, Rav Shechter actually said that hedyot can sometimes also be used as idiot. But hedyot is a simple guy. You have kohen hedyot, right? A simple person. There was no one, a person not a special guy. So he would do like we just saw over here now. Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is Besof Kol Bracha Ubracha. So at the end of each Brocha, right, he would bow. Hear that? The Kohen Gadol at the end of every Brocha, the end of every Brocha. Look at Rashi. Kohen Gadol Besof Kol Bracha. Ko Mashu Gadol Biyoter, Tzrich Lachnir Lashpil Atzmo. The bigger you are, the more you've got to bow. You've got to humble yourself. The higher you are, right, you've got to humble yourself more. Vahamelech, and the king, Tchilat kol bracha ubracha, v'sof kol bracha ubracha. So you got the head yot is just the two places we saw. The Kohen Gadol is every brocha at the end. The king, every brocha at the beginning and at the end. Right? What? Right, so look at this. So now, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, he's got a bit of a different take on this mama here, Rabbi Shua ben Levi in the Amar Baraka Parah. He says, Ledidi mefarshli bin Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He says, I was told, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says it a little bit differently. And he says like this, Hedyot kemor shamar. There's no argument about an average guy. The average person is only an avot and hoda'a. Kohen Gadol is tchilat. Now, if you look at the Hagot Agra here, the Hagot Agra, the building God adds in there, he says, Nira benai visof. He says, Kohen Gadol is the beginning and end of every brocha. Mm-hmm. Not just the end. Tchila, visof, ko bracha u bracha. Vahamelech, and the king, Kevan Shech Kara, when he bows for the first brocha of Avot, Shuv Eino Zokef. He doesn't get up at all. He davens it all bowing down. Shneimar, we got with Shlomo HaMelech, Vahi Kichlot Shomo Lidpalel, this is at the Chanukah Tamiz Ben HaMikdash, right? Shlomo HaMelech says, when he finished davening, look at the pasuk, the whole pasuk says, Vahi Kichalot Shlomo Lidpalel Hashem Ved Kol HaTfilah VaHatchina Hazot, when he finished davening all of these things, Kam Milifnei Mizbeach Hashem Mikroa Al Birkav, he got up from bowing down on his knees, V'chapav on his hands, Prusot HaShamayim, he was basically fully, what do you call it? There's a word for it. Like when you shatuach, mishtateach, prostrated. Thank you. Fully prostrated. Right, as the Gemara says, "Vayikro Moshe Chalom Moshe Leipalel." Come with me, Mizbeach Hashem. Michro Abirkad is on his knees. So you see here a hedyot like we do, avot and hoda'a, a king, the beginning and end of every. A kohen gadol, the beginning and end of every brocha according to the Gra, and a king bows down once and doesn't get up again until the end.
Rambam says it as well.
Rambam says it as well? Okay, beautiful. Rambam says it as well.
Different
Gersa. Okay.
The
Gersa
of the Gra.
The Gersa of the Gra. Oh, like we said, yeah. Yeah. The Rambam agrees with the Gra.
Yeah.
He must have known what the Gra said, obviously, right? Yeah. He had Nevuah. Yeah. Right, okay. Maybe that's why the Gra changes it, because of the Rambam. Anyhow, okay, let's go. Tarabanat. Now we've got a couple of different concepts of how to bow. There's Kida, right? There's Kriya, Kida. You know, anybody done judo or karate in this country knows you say Kida, right? You like do a bit of when you start a fight, you know, like in Japanese, you bow, you go us, you know? So that's a Kida, right? Although it's a little bit different over here. In the Gemara time, it's a little bit different. Kida here, you will see in a second. Then there is Kriya, right? When you properly, and then you've got Hishtachavua. So you've got three different concepts here of bowing. So the bride says like this, Rabban, Kida, what is Kida? Al-Apayim, on your face. Now, if you go to Likutei Rashi over here, he brings a Gemara here from Megillah. He says, Kida ha'amura b'chol makom. Whenever we see the word Kida, Eino el al-Apayim, on your face. But I explain to Rashi, how do you do it? No, it's God love. I think it's your thumbs, right? I think it's basically you lean down. How much exactly do it? No. The Muslims do. I think kishtachavua. We'll see in a second, right? That's kida. Shneimar vatikod. Look at the pasuk over here. Vatikod bacheva apayim eretz bacheva. Right, she bowed down. This was in front of David. Pam ata vatishtachavu la melech she bowed to the king. Vatomer yechi adoni hamelech davidam. My God should have ever. Right? Now, I saw a note over here. Look at the Tosfot over here. Kida l'apayim. He says, yeah, Almighty cry. We want a pasuk. He says, da'ashkecha nami b'inyan acher. He says, let's talk about something else. Yesh lomar, dekim lei mikabala dekida l'apayim, Almighty cry. He says, it's pasuk. He says, the pasuk is talking about something else altogether. We don't really prove anything from the pasuk. He says, the pasuk, we've got a mesorah what kida is. But we have pasuk nonetheless. But if you can, another of the Rashi's there from Megillah says alapayim ein lo lishtateach lagiel aretz gufo. He doesn't spread. He prostrates so that his body's on the floor. El panav bilvad, only his face. Mishi odeya viachol lasot ken. Whoever can. Remember we had a Gemara a couple of years ago where we saw that Shmuel was the expert and he like could bow down and do all these acrobatic type of things. And I couldn't find it, but I remember that Gemara. Okay. Hey, all right. So now that's kida. Then kriya. What is kriya? Kriya is al birkayim, on your knees. So that's a bit more like the Muslims, I think. Actually, probably more like the Muslims, not tishtachavu. Right? Shneimar michro al birkav. Right? He bowed on his knees. Then that's the pasuk we saw with Shlomo early on. Then ishtachavu. The third type is zo pishut yadayim. That's prostrating yourself. That's Pishut Rabbeinu, basically, Achinemar. We've got a pasuk over here. This is a pasuk from Breshit. Vayisaper el aviv ve'lecha vayigar bo aviv, this is with Yosef. Vayomer lo, ma ha-chalom hazeh, what's this dream you're having? Asher chalamta, what havo navo, ani v'imcha, mi en your mother, v'achecha, lishtachavot lecha arza. We're going to bow down to you on the floor. Arza, right? So arza via means on the ground. Look at Rashi via arza. Arza lashon mishtateach mashla. Means basically spread out, prostrated. That's what arza means. So those are the three different types of arza. Amar Avchei, now we have a new subject over here. While we're discussing over here, with davening, the Gemara speaks about nefilat hapayim of tachanun. Now, to be honest, you would never know that, I don't think, unless you saw the look of the Rashi. The Rashi says it. Rashi says, yeah, Amar Avchei bereid Rav Huna. Rav Chia Sarav Huna, chazin el hula abayim. We saw abayim v'rava. The matzlu atzluye, that they would be on their side. Look at Rashi here. Keshe noflin al penehen. Now Rashi must have had a Masorah, obviously, that was what we're speaking about, because the Alzheimer's talking about, right? Ein poshtin de raglen. They didn't do prostrating. Ele matin al tidehen. They would lean a bit to their side. Now there's the Kutta Rashi of here as well. These are all parallels of Gemara's in Megillah. So the Rashi in Megillah says like this. Al tidehen on their side, but all of you know, penehen mamash. Vish enagam chashur vashali pull up and ab. And you pull the guy, can't prostrate yourself. That's like doing a little bit to their side. This is a loch in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, that when you do nefilat hapayim, you should tilt you a bit to not look at the floor really, because of the whole thing of, you know, there's a problem with the floors. That's why you keep, we cover the floors when we bow down, etc. Shouldn't look like you're looking at the floor. You should look a little bit to the side. Okay. New Tani Chada. Hakorea bohoda'a. So now we're back on the subject of bowing down. Hakorea bohoda'a. If you bend during hoda'a, right? That's modim. Harezim meshubach. It's praiseworthy. V'tayach. Another brother says harezim megune. Another brother says it's disgusting. So we're going to steer here. Do you bow or don't you bow? So he says lo kashya. Ha betchila ha besof. Depends at the beginning. One will be at the end. Look at Rashi over here. Ha betchila korea. So at the beginning you would bow. At the end you don't bow. Now, this is a little bit difficult because what do you mean you don't bow at the end? We have Atov Shibcha Lochane Elodot. You bow. So Rava Karaba Hoda Tchile Vesof. So Rava bowed at the beginning and the end. Amrei Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, how can you do this? Amai Kavid Marhachi. How can you do this? Amalei. What do you mean, how can I do this? Chazin Rav Nachman de Kara. I saw Rav Nachman did this. Look at Rashi there. Rav Nachman, Tchile Vesof. Vechazin Elan Rav Sheshet. And I saw Rav Sheshet de Kavid Achi did the same. So Chachamim say to Chachamim say to Rava, "Vaha Tanya, we got a brighter Hakorea." Chachamim say to Rav, "Behodah reza megune, disgusting. How can you do that?" So he said, "No, you got it all wrong. That hodah, when the brighter says hodah, you shouldn't bow. Behodah sheba halel. That's it. Rav Halel. Look at Rashi. Hod Lashem Kitov." If you're saying the hodus in the Hallel, there you don't bow. But in the Shmona Asherah, of course, you bow. So Gemara says, why is it? Tanya, Hakorea b'hoda'a. We've got another brighter, which is very specific. It says, anybody who bows either in hoda'a of the Shmona Asherah, uva hoda'a shel Hallel, I said hoda'a shel Shmona Asherah, by the way, the brighter is b'hoda'a, uva hoda'a shel Harez Megune. So you can't tell me that it's Hallel. It's Pashut, yeah, there are two hodas, one Hallel, one that. It's like Kitanyahi, that one you're talking about what? B'hoda'a de Birkat Amazon. That's in the bracha of Nodelecha L'Aretz HaTovah. Right? That there you can't bow, but with the Shmona Asherah, you definitely can bow. Okay, Amipale, our new Mishnah. Amipale v'ta'a. Right? So now we're still on the subject of making mistakes. This is an interesting Mishnah, this. Amipale v'ta'a, you may see man ralo. If you make a mistake in your davening, it's not a good omen. V'im shaliach tziburhu, and if he's the shaliach tzibur, see man ralo shlochav. Not to him, who? To shlochav, to the guys who sent him, meaning the tzibur, right? Interesting, eh? He's representative of the tzibur. So if he's making a mistake, the tzibur's got a problem. Always the gavash fault, right? Amur alav Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Now we're talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, we've seen already a few times, yeah? But listen, he's full of miracles. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is a miracle man, right? Amar alav Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, shayami palel alacholim, v'omer zechai v'zemeit. While he was davening for sick people, he'd say, this one died, this one survived. He knew from his davening. Amrulo, how do you know this? Amar lahem, he says like this. He says, it's all with me, it's kosher. Im shgurat tfilati b'fi, if my davening flows easily and I see that it's just coming off my tongue, nagarashi. Im shdurat tfilati b'fi, if it's b'merutza and it runs off, and no nichshal, and I make any problems. Utchinati novaat milibi, and I see that my requests are pouring forth from my heart, el pit into my mouth. Marich betachanuni. Maybe that's what the Meir was talking about over there when he said Marich. Maybe it was Marich betachanuni. And he was adding in all these requests to Hashem. And he sees whatever I want to say just flows very quickly. Yodaya ani shul mekuba. I know that my tefillot will be mekabel, and therefore the guys are love. Vim love. And if they don't flow so quickly, I see I'm battling. Yodaya ani shul meturaf. Look at Rashi. What do you mean shul meturaf? Tachole, that the chole is suffering. Lashon acher, shon torfinot tefillat b'fanav. Kloma, hatfila shipalu alav meturefet v'chudav menu v'enu mekubelet. So either that the sick guy is meturaf, and therefore he's going to die, or my tefillot meturaf. But basically, what the other case was, he could see the way that his tefillot worked. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara's like is ahai, right? Gemara says, because when we said that you made a mistake in your tefillot, it's a siman ra, it's a bad omen, in which tefillot are we speaking about? The Rashi says over here. Beheche ube'ezo min ha-brachot, where and on which brachos are we speaking about? That you made a mistake, that it's a siman ra. Some Rav Chiyam, Rav Safra, Mishum Rav Chad, Debei Rabbi, he says, which bracha? Avot. Specifically, the bracha of Avot. If in the first bracha of Magen Avot you make a mistake, there you know you're in trouble. Look at Rashi. There, shu tchilat hatfida, remezu she'en chafetz bar. Read from the beginning. It's really a sign you don't want it. Ikedematida. There's a now. So now this brighter, this maamar of Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Safra, we seem to imply that it's referring to our Mishnah of making a mistake. Gemara says no. Ikedematida the brighter. There are those that learn this on a brighter somewhere else. A person has to concentrate properly, have proper focus his heart on the tefillos. Should he focus on one of them? On there, avot. So we're not sure if the answer is avot. To our question, the answer is where, if you've got to have kavon, at least one brocha, which the brocha should have kavon in, and it's avot. Okay? So it could be either way. Now we get to Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa. The Mishnah said there about him that he used to daven and know who would die and who would live. I'm Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa. Minani mili. How do we know this? Right? Or where did he know this from? I think it's, how do we know that he, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Kra. Right? In other words, we've got a Makor, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa said wasn't just a stam. We've got a Makor, and the Makor says like this, Bore niv svatayim. Now, Bore over here seems to be the one who created the nivsvatayim, the movement of the lips. Shalom, shalom, brings peace. L'rachok u'l'karov, both to the far and the near. Amar Hashem, so said God, u'refuativ, and he will heal him. So it seems here that when the lips are healthy, borei goes to be bari. We'll see in a second, we've always discussed this pasuk in length, for the end of the parak, right? The lips are important. Look at Rashi there, borei nivsvatayim. Kashe haniv bari ba'adam, when it's healthy, az muftach ala shalom. Okay, so basically, when what's coming about health, Amar, right? Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Yochanan, Kol Hanivim Kulu. I'm very honest with you. This is a little bit difficult with this explanation here, but we'll try to understand. It said like this: Kol Hanivim Kulan, all the Nevi'im, Lo Nitnabu, when they had to prophesize. Rashi says here, Ala Tovot VaHanechamot, either for good things or for Nechama, right? Right. So he says, Kol Hanivim Lo Nitnabu. All their nevi'ut was only Edel Masi Bitol Tamid Chacham. They were davening for somebody else, right? Not for themselves. Their concern was that a person would want his daughter to marry Tamid Chacham. In other words, it was important to marry Tamid Chacham. Vulaseh Pragmata Mechom, and he wanted to just do business, pragmat his business, so that Tamid Chacham would have money. Ule Mahane Tamid Chacham Minachasav, or he could be able to give Tamid Chacham a benefit from his assets. That was the person that wanted something else to Tamid Chacham. But Tamid Chacham Atzman, the Tamid Chacham himself, he, I don't know if he never had a davening for this, or he wasn't interested in this, or it was not part of the Nevuah, because Ayin lo ra'ata Elohim zulatecha, right? He quotes over here a pasuk that says like this. It's a pasuk over here that comes from Yeshaya. U'me'olam lo shamu, lo hezinu, they never heard, they never saw. Ayin lo ra'ata, the eye didn't see Elohim, God, zulatcha, yaseh lebechakelo, and then what he saw. In other words, it seems to have been that all these promises or these gifts or whatever aren't revealed I don't know what it means, to be honest. But it seems like it's like hidden and only he's aware of it. Or it's so great that it's something which is unique to the person himself. I don't know how to explain it. Right, all the prophets don't need Navu, Eleli Mota Mashiach. They're actually Mashiach. But Ulama Ba, with regards to Maba, I Lora Ta, Elohim Zlotecha. Same idea over here that for Ulama Ba, it was too great to see. It was, I Lora, look, Rashi, Lora, Lonik, Dek, Lashum Navi. No Navi could see it. It was hidden, kept unique to God. It was so, so great. And that over there, that Rabbi Yochanan is a machlok on Shmuel. Because the Shmuel said, it's very important, Claudius, right? And the Rambam says this as well, by the way, that Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Limot HaMashiach Ela Shibud Malchut Bilvad. What does it mean, Shibud Malchut Bilvad? That basically...
I don't think that's what the Rambam says.
Yeah, I think the Rambam does say that.
Because I'm learning now with Shani, the introduction to Perek.
Right.
And he says there's the difference between today and the Limot HaMashiach is
Shibud Malchiyot.
Oh, this world. Okay, I started the next one. Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. All right. It's fine. What? Accept your apology. No, I'm joking. Right. Hey, man, I'm Azir, I'm Mashiach, and Shibud Malchiyot,
I apologize.
That's fine. Right, Shenebar. Right, because the Bible says, Kilo, Yichdal, Evyon, Mikerev, Haaretz. Right, what does it mean that poor people will never, there'll still be poor people. They won't, we're never going to remove people from the world. So what's the big deal? Mashiach's not going to come and suddenly everything's going to be beautiful, everyone's going to be rich. Obviously, Rambam gets from here. I'm sorry, the Rambam doesn't necessarily agree with everything in the Gemara. Right? That everyone's going to be rich, etc. So again, I'm not sure what this is all about. Amar b'chir bar ava, amar b'yochanan, kolim kulan, all the nevim, lo nitavu ele ba'alei tshuva. Right? They were only concerned about ba'alei tshuva. About tzaddikim gmurim, but when it comes to the tzaddikim, who are so great, ayin lo ra'ata Elohim zulatecha. Others, they could only do nevuah for tshuva, but the tzaddikim were so great that they couldn't even, I don't know, do nevuah for them. And there, the question of pleading Rabbi Abayu, because Rabbi Abayu said what? Makom es halocha. Makom she ba'alei tshuva omdim, tzaddikim gmurim and omdim. A tzaddik gamur can't stand where ba'al tshuva stood. But who's greater? A ba'al tshuva. Not a Baal Tshuva, right? If you were real, if you had bought two falafels, we called you a Baal Tshuva, right? One falafel, you only a tzaddik. A shawarman, you're a Baal Tshuva, right? So he says, yeah, Baal Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik, right? Shenemar, shalom, shalom, larachok ule karov. What does it mean, larachok ule karov? Shalom, shalom. Look at that, twice, double, double. Larachok ule karov. Larachok pareisha. First he was rachok, vahadra le karov, and then became karov. He's a tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan has a different take on this. My rachok, what does it mean rachok? Shaya rachok midavar avera miikara. Right? He says no, rachok means that he was far from sin. Umay karov, shaya karov midavar avera, v'trachek b'menu. He was rachok, he says first shalom shalom to rachok, the guy who never did sin, and then le karov, the guy who did sin, and now he has come close to tshuva. So the other Gemara says like this. Okay. So hashta, my ayin lo ra'ata. Sounds amazing, right? So what is this on about? What does it mean, this ayin, the ayin didn't see? What is all this greatness we're speaking about? So I'm Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. We've got two answers here, I think. I'm Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Ze yayin amishumar be'invav misheshet yemei breshit. This is the wine that's guarded in the grape from the sixth of creation. I saw, I think it was a Rashba there. You know, I like reading in the morning. I always read the iunim of the Steinsatz. He's got, you know, Steinsatz here. He says that what's the greatest about that? He says that there's no better time that we had in Lama Ba before in Gan Eden before the sin, right? Where you basically never needed wine, neither to help you get happy or to set aside your sadness. Right, so basically, the wine was hidden, if I understood it correctly. Right, basically, that's the idea that the greatness is hidden. Rabbi Shmuel Barachmani says, no, Zeh Eden, that is Eden. Now, look at this, he says about what we always say, Gan Eden. The Gemara makes a distinction between Gan and Eden, that you do the garden and Eden are two different things. Look here, that is Eden. What is Eden? Eden is a place, Shelo Shaltah Bo Ayin Kol Briah. Right, that Eden there. Lo shal tabo ayin kobria and shenemar shema tomar. Now maybe you should say, what are you talking about? Adam Rishon, Yahweh was Adam Rishon, but Gan, he was in the garden. Veshema tomar who Gan who Eden? Maybe you should say Gan and Eden are the same thing. Talmud lomar v'nahar yotzei mi Eden. A river came from Eden, and what did it do? Lashkot in a Gan. It watered the gun. So Eden and gun are two different things. Gun lechud, ve'eden lechud. Anybody understand that? Fantastic. Tarabanan. Ma'aseh shechalah. We're back on Rabbi Chana ben Dosa, who we saw was a huge miracle maker. Ma'aseh shechalah ben Osho, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, some were sick. Shagar shtei tamidei chachamim et Rabbi Chana ben Dosa, levakesh rachamim. He sent two tamidei chachamim to Rabbi Chana ben Dosa to say, go daven for my son. Kevan shera'ah otam. He saw them coming. He didn't even have to wait for it, but they were coming for it, appears, right? The Gemara came shera'ah otam. Alal aliyah, he went up into his private place, ubikesh alav rachamim, and asked rachamim for Rabbi Gamliel's son. But Yurato, when he came down, amar lehem, lechu, go, what? Shechalatzto chama. Right, look at Rashi here. Chalatzto chama. She lifto nitla migufo. Rashi, so what does that mean? Hachama hu hacholi hakotcho. The heat is the sickness that was burning him up. Chalatzto lashon chalatz. It's been taken. You take your shoes off, right? Chalatz na'alayim. Basically, the sickness is gone. The fever is gone. Amrulo, they said to him, what, v'chin aviata? What, you're a prophet? What, you telling us what's happened? Amar lahen lo navi. This is also a famous quote, right? This is, everything is seen now, but that's really good for brachot. You start seeing things at the beginning in the Gemara. Lo navi anochi, velo ben anochi anochi. Right? Even especially, I think, even in modern Hebrew to this day, right? Lo navi anochi, velo ben anochi. Right? He says, Ela kach mekubalni. I've got a mesorah. Im shkurat shati befi. If the prayers flow through my mouth, Yodaya ani yishu mekubal. I'm sure in the beginning of the Mishnah. Rather, I know that im lav, Yodaya ani yishu metoraf. Then I know that's a problem. Now, look what happens. These two Talmidei Chachamim, they weren't taking chances. Yashvu, they sat down, v'chatvu, and they wrote, v'chivnu otasha, and they wrote in their journal, at this and this time, at 11:46, the 37 seconds, Rabbi Chana ben Dosa told us this. They don't want to come back to Rabbi Rabbi Gamliel now and tell him what the guy said. He says, you idiots, or whatever the case was. They documented also, they could come and bring proof. When they came to Rabbi Gamliel, what did he say to them? Amar lahen, ha'avodah. This is like a type of a lashon of like a shvua. We've seen this before, like ha'elohim, ha'avodah. Right? Lo chasartem, you weren't early, velo hotartem, and you weren't late. I think that's the translation. Lo Rashi says, lo chasartem sha'a. You didn't miss a moment, velo hotartem. You never left over any time. In other words, it seems that at the exact moment that you're saying it happened, that's when he got better. Exactly on that moment, right? Ve'ela kachaya mase. Boto sha'a, says Rabbi Gamliel, chalatzto chama, his fever went away. Ve'sha'al lanu mayim, he started to ask us for water, and it was exactly as you said it, mamash to the second. Ve'shuv mase, Rabbi Chana ben Dosa. Another story. Shalach limot Torah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now listen to this one. Rabbi Chana ben Dosa goes to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right, to learn Torah. Ve'chala benosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son gets sick. Amalo, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Chanina, Chanina beni, bikesh lav rachamim v'yichye. Please, davna you should live. Hiniach rosho ben birkav. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa puts his head in between his knees. Ubikesh lav rachamim v'chay, and he lives. Right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, il malei hitiach ben Zakkai, meaning me, et rosho ben birkav kol yom kulo, lo ayu mashkichim alav. If I done what he just did now, no one would take notice of me. It wouldn't have a chance. So now his wife, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was a great guy. His wife overhears him saying this. She's a bit confused. Amra lo ishto, shestim. V'chi chanina gadom imcha. Right? For the competition here, right? What, is he greater than you? So Amarla, look, he knew he was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He wasn't playing games. Amarla, love. No. Look what he says. Elohu dome ke'eved ifnei ha-melech. He's like a servant of the king. Va'ani dome kesar lifnei ha-melech. But I'm like a minister before the king. Look at Rashi. He says like this. He says, Eved, what's Eved? Ben Bayit. Nichnas v'yotesh lo brishut. A servant, that's the brilliance of a servant, right? Even though you're only a lowly servant, you got more access to the king than one of his ministers because you're coming and cleaning. No, the king's not asking you, what are you doing in the room? Well, you're in the room, I'm cleaning the floor behind you. What are you bringing your water? I'm cleaning your table. No one asks you why you're there. You just walk in whenever you want. Right? Look, Rashi, Kesariv na melech, sharagila volifanav. He doesn't come there. Now, I saw also the Rav Shadrach brings a marasha there. He said that one of the reasons could be maybe because the ministers are busy with other things and they're administrators and therefore they haven't got time. Wherever's got more time. Anyway, okay, I like my explanation. Right? Rashi says here just. Kevet ben Bait, but Sar, I'm talking about the Sar. Rashi says Sar Shadur Agil, but why not Agil? Either because he's not invited, mm-hmm. but he says there because he's busy. That's what I'm talking about, right? Because he hasn't got time to come there so much, right? Okay. Now, last halacha here on the thing. Vamra Bechir bar Ava Amra Biyochanan. We've seen this before, right? A few times with this pasuk from Daniel. You should only daven in a house that's got windows. Look at Rashi. Shegormin lo. Why are you on windows? Because it causes you. Shechaven libo shu mistakel klape shamayim velibo nichla. We've seen this before, right? Mm-hmm. You look outside and you see the shamayim and it helps you focus. Shneimar, and we quote the pasuk from Daniel. Yeah, v'chavim petichan lei beilita. He had the any daven towards the windows in his attic. Right, neged Yerushalayim, opposite Yerushalayim. I'm Rav Kahana. Now look at Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, "Chatzi falai, man de matzli bebikta." He says it's chatzuf. I don't like this idea of people who daven bebikta. Rashi says, "Yeah, bikta is bebika." Right, kishehu b'makom tzniut chalalav emat melech v'libor nishbar. I think he means in an open field as opposed to in a private area. Is there an English translation there?
An open area such as a valley.
An open area such as a valley. Okay, that's the big duck, right? He should be in a more private place because then he'll be able to have more kavona. And the last halacha here is Amrav Kahana, right? There, another Rav Kahana. Chatzif alay man de mefaresh chate. So I'm also excited about people who spill out their sins. Right, they stand there, they pour out their hearts, all their sins. Why? Shenemar, because the pasuk here says, right, it says like this, Le David maskil, David ashrei nesui pesha, but nonetheless, even though nesui pesha, kesui chata'a, right, you should rather keep your sins covered. Adran lach ein omdin, adran lach ein omdin, adran lach ein omdin.